So very close to the Elevate Festival in Graz is a protest camp, a camp which changes in numbers. There's been 50 or 60 people here. There's a handful of people now. It's just past midday, and I'm talking to
Zane,
and you're
from Syria.
From when? Hama.
Hama, from Hama. Yeah.
But your family, who have all refugees, have ended up in separate parts of the world. Whereabouts are your family now?
My family, we was in 82 in Syria. It was big war. The father of Assad, he do this war, and he kill 80,000 people, and all my father family, they die. And my father, he ran away to Iraq, and he live in Iraq to 2007. And this time, you know, all this time it was war in Iraq, and we can stay with all this war. And we run away to Jordanian, they don't accept us. So we go to Yemen, and you know how about Yemen, it's all the time war. And after that, my brother, they ran away to Europa in 2008, and I go to Jordanian, I stay, I can't work. If I go to work, they catch me. That's not allowed to me to work because I'm Syrian and I have a passport, he's ending. I can't go to do new passport because I should go to army. If I don't go to army, they will don't give me new passport. So if I go to army, they will kill me or let me kill someone or someone kill me. So that's the reason I don't go. And in Jordanian it's safe, but I can't working, I can't study, I can't do anything. So how I will live, I don't know.
How old are you?
I 23.
What do you want to do?
Just to be safe and free and working, complete my study. This is normal.
What do you study?
I was study accounting, but I didn't finish because I don't have money. It's university, I should pay a lot of money, so I can't pay it.
How did you get from Jordan to here?
I go to Turkey and from Istanbul to Bodrum, after that in the sea to island coast. We was 116 people in the small boat, and we still 6 hours in the sea. And finally we arrived to Kos.
Was that an expensive journey?
Sorry?
Did the journey cost a lot of money?
Yeah, I pay a lot of money. I pay about 2,000 to go on this boat, and we stay in the jungle today waiting this boat to come to take us. And they have guns. The mafia, they send us, they have guns, and we tell them this is not safe, we can't go on this boat. They put the guns, you should go. So what we should do? We go, but thank God we are arriving. And after that we stay in island 12 days to take this paper from island to walking free in
So you
Greece.
Could walk around in Greece?
In Greece, and after that we're looking for another one to give us to another country. I go to someone, I pay 4,000
euros.
Yeah, to get me to give me a fake passport to go from airport to Vienna, but they catch me and I go to jail. I stay 6 days in the jail and I come back and I go walking from Saloniki. It's in
Where did you go to jail?
When they catch me, I have fake passport.
Which jail?
In Santorini island in Greece. Yeah.
And then they just let you go?
They let me go because it's a lot of people. They go and fake passport. Yeah. A lot of people. Mm. But they catch me. It's fake passport. Mm. Maybe sometimes they catch you, sometimes they don't catch you. Mm. So you should try.
Yeah.
It's better if you go walking fake country.
Yeah.
So I don't found any, I should go walking. So I go from Saloniki to Macedonia, and Macedonia to Serbia, Serbia to Hungary, and Hungary to Austria. But it's very dangerous, and we sleep days in jungle. We stay days without eating, without drink water. without, we have old men, women, children. It was very hard situation, and they bring us in the small van, and we are a lot of people, and we can't breathe. So it was very, very bad situation, and they are driving so crazy. He will not stop it. Maybe he will kill us and never stop to police or anything. He don't care. Just he get money and go.
You sounded like you were quite scared.
Surely?
You were scared.
Yeah, it's too much scared. I have panic attack for this. I take medicine. I will stay maybe 1 year, 2 year, take medicine and to be normal again. But because it's very hard, you know, hard, very, very hard way.
How long has it taken you to get to Graz now?
I'm in Graz. When I come to here, they in Treiskirchen in Vienna. It's big camp.
Yeah.
And they bring me to in the border of Slovenia. There's villages named Glanstetten. Mm-hmm. It was small village, three houses and nothing. There you can't see people. You can't even see any people. Just little bit, three, four farmers, and it's very hard to live there. I'm a young man, I can't live in village. I can't see people, I can't learn language, I can't do anything there. If I want to go to supermarket, I should walking more half hour to bring something. So I come to Graz and I pay a lot of money to come and beg and look for a pension or some rooms. And I find it, finally I stay 1 month and a half in that village and I find it. And I come to here private. I pay from my money and...
So you're in a private accommodation?
Private, yeah. I'm in private. Yeah. And right now I go to the course, Deutsch.
You're going to...
Yeah, I pay for...
Oh, you're learning German?
Yeah, I learn.
Yeah. And so you want to stay in Graz now?
Yeah, I don't have any option. I should stay here.
Yeah.
To take my Ausweis ID.
And you're hearing your friends are getting paperwork in Vienna?
Yeah, 1 month, 2 months, something like that.
And here, how long have you been waiting?
I'm here maybe 4 months.
4 months you've been here. And how long was the journey from Jordan to here?
It's about 2 months and...
2 months.
Yeah.
So 4 months here in Graz and you still don't know what's happening.
No, nothing. You just should waiting and waiting if you get post. If you get it, you will go to interview. But most of people here, they waiting 10 months, 11 months. No one know. It's not... We don't know. So we come to here to see maybe they will.
So what brings you here to the camp today? Why are you here right now?
We're here to support all... to support each other because we need something. We need something fast. Because some people, they have family and them family in dangerous. Maybe if they stay in this 10 month or maybe they will die. They're in dangerous and they can't bring all them family. Not because it's one reason because they don't have a lot of money to bring them to here. And the second reason, it's because it's very dangerous also. So they need them family with him. He need his child with him. Yeah, that's normal.
What are you doing for money now?
For money?
Yeah, how do you get money to pay your accommodation?
They give me 300 euro.
Yeah.
I pay 200 for my room and 100 I eat, drink, everything in this 100.
In one month?
Yeah, in month. Just 100.
100 euros
100
for
euro
your food.
For 1 month, for fooding, anything.
And you're obviously not allowed to work.
And not allowed to me to work, yeah.
But you hope that as soon as you get your paperwork, you can work.
If I get it, it's very better to me. I don't need this 300. I will go working, pay tax, everything. Just I need to working and complete my study. I can't do anything right now. That's not possible to me.
Obviously, this camp, it's been organized by an Austrian person, a really good, decent Austrian person. How have you found the Austrian people?
They are very good and too much help and they come support people here.
So you just need to find a way around the bureaucracy, all the paperwork.
Yeah. This is because I'm single, but the people, they have a wife, they have children, they need them family to come here to be safe.
That's it. We understand that. Thank you very much for sharing your story.
Thank you.